Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Welcome back to R.L. Stein Story Club. I'm Ivy, and I'm the keeper of these stories, of course. I'm the club leader who will introduce you to the strange, the frightening, and the unsettling story club world. All our stories come from R.L. Stein's hidden vault, and they've never been heard before. Ever. Only people like you, story club members, get to hear these sinister tales. Today's story has me shaking in my boots. It's about fear manifesting itself into reality. Isn't there some quote saying how there's nothing to fear but fear itself? Well, for Ben, that's definitely the case. His worries and fears are holding him back, and well, let's just tell the story. It's R.L. Stein Story Club, and this is What Are You Afraid Of?
Sorry, can you stop bouncing that basketball?
Are you serious, Ben? We just came from a basketball game.
It's giving me anxiety. The bouncing! The thought of you not catching the ball and it hitting me in the face. It could roll away from you and disappear into the darkness of the street. What if it deflates or hits a nail? Oh no, what if I step on a nail? Are there any nails on this street? That's dangerous. That's a hazard. I love my feet.
Ben, are you okay? I'm worried about you. You're always so timid and afraid all the time.
I can't help it. I worry about everything, like nails on the street.
You know, Coach Miller wanted you on the basketball team, but you wouldn't try out.
Yeah, I didn't think I was good enough, you know?
Is that why you quit the spelling team?
I guess. Ah! What's that chasing us?
That? It's just a bunny rabbit. What's wrong with you?
I don't like to be followed. The other night I was walking home from my guitar lesson, someone was following me. I know they were.
No offense, but why would anyone follow you?
I don't know. To rob me, maybe? Why do we always have to walk on this street? It's the darkest in the neighborhood.
Oh, no worries. I'm big and strong. I'll protect you.
I don't need protection. I just want to walk on a brighter street, okay? One with working street lamps.
Okay, well, we made it home, buddy. Can you walk up to your door by yourself?
Yeah.
And seriously, Ben, you need to face all these irrational fears and anxieties. You're more than capable of handling life and everything in it. I believe in you. Now, good night.
Good night, Sophie.
Ben, is that you?
Yes, Mom. I made it home.
How was school today? Who won the basketball game?
I don't remember.
Where's your backpack?
Oh no! I left it at school.
It's okay. You can get it tomorrow morning.
No, I need it tonight. It's got my homework in it. Drive me back to school?
Ugh, no, I'm too tired. You can walk.
You're gonna make me walk back to school at night by myself?
It's only 3 blocks.
Yeah, but still, I'm...
Yes?
Nothing. I'll go. Be right back. Hopefully.
You'll be fine. You've walked the street alone before after your guitar lessons. Just stay on the sidewalk.
Okay, Mom. Well, here I go. Look at me. Walking back to school at night by myself on the creepiest of streets. They really need to fix these street lamps. Maybe I'll call the city council about it tomorrow. Is it the city council who is in charge of the street lamps? I don't actually know much about the local government. All I know is that I can't see where I'm walking right now. Ah! Oh, okay. It's okay, Ben. Just a family of raccoons enjoying a late night parade. No worries here. Not at all scary. Raccoons are just kind of cute. You know, just keep on walking. Ooh, I love loud noises. Oh, especially car horns. Really puts me at ease. I almost jumped onto the building's roof after that, but I'm okay. Ooh, look, the school. Phew, that wasn't too bad. I bet I left my backpack in the gym. Hello? Anyone in here? Echo. Being in a completely empty gymnasium with all the lights off after hours is definitely creepy. I won't have Sophie telling me it's not. Okay, now, where's my backpack? Has to be up in the bleachers. Where were we sitting again? Top row? No, that's too high. Ugh, I'm afraid of heights. Was it in the front? No. I was afraid of getting hit by the ball. Must have been in the middle. Aha! Here's my backpack. What was that? Hello? Is anyone else in here? Okay, I'm scared. Time to go. Okay, time to go right now, Ben. Oh! I guess I shouldn't be rushing down bleachers in the dark. I'm okay, though. Get back up. Let's go. I heard that creepy squeak. Is someone here? Principal Cawson? Coach Miller? Soph? Mom? No? Okay, I'm gonna go. Bye, whoever you are. I've gotta get out of here. Fast. I've made it back outside. Okay, just gotta get home now. Why is the street so dark and shadowy?
Okay, I'm freaking out. What is going on? Who is following Ben? Why is he being chased? Why can't the street lamps on this street be fixed? I'm on the edge of my seat. We have to take a break, but come right back to find out what's going to happen next.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Things are super tense right now. When you last left us, frightened Ben was walking home alone from school after forgetting his backpack. But someone was following him. Right before the break, Ben made it back outside the gym and just has to walk back down the street to his house. But can he make it? Let's jump back in and see.
Okay, Ben, just put one foot in front of the other and walk. That's easy. I can do that. Is someone following me? Why am I hearing another set of footsteps? No one's there. But it's hard to tell because the street lamps on this street don't work. I heard that cough. Hello? Who's there? I don't have any cough drops. I'm sorry. Please, just... I can't see anything in these deep, dark shadows. Do you have allergies? It is allergy season. May I suggest a nasal spray? Just please stop following me. Don't be afraid, Ben. It's probably just my imagination. Just turn around and keep walking, slow and steady. Or, better yet, just run! I can't keep running. I will face whoever you are. Stop following me. It can't be.
Oh, but it is. Tis I, Ben.
No, impossible. Who are you? How are you here?
I'm you, Ben. You created me out of your fear. I'm made from your terror. I'm the creation of your fear.
No, there can't be two of us. You have to go.
Yes, one of us has to go. That's the truth. But you made me. You brought me here. I'm not going without a fight.
A fight? No, I can't fight.
Well, I can fight.
Please, don't. I'm not ready to fight. Can we just talk this out?
The time for talking is over.
But what about dancing it out? Or an eating contest? I don't want to fight. I can't.
No, this is the only way to change. This is the only way to deal with what's inside.
I can't.
You have to fight your fear, Ben.
No.
Ben, you're already up? Usually I have to pull you out of bed.
Yeah, Mom. Just wanted to give you a head start on the day. I've made you a breakfast and went for a little jog. Already finished all my homework.
Well, I'm impressed. You're like a completely different person this morning.
You could say that.
Well, I like it. This toast is delicious.
Whole grain, raspberry jam, and a dash of butter. Now I'm off to school. Can't wait. Bye, Mom.
Goodbye, son.
Silly squirrels, always jumping and fighting amongst themselves. Gotta love tiny little scurrying animals. Sure is a beautiful day today. Oh look, the city workers are fixing the street lamps. About time.
Ben?
Sophie, hi! So great to see you.
Okay. You're ready for school early.
Yeah, and let's hurry. I want to talk to Coach Miller before school starts. I know he can really use me on the team.
Huh? You're really going to try out?
Look out, Sophie!
Ah!
That car almost hit you.
Whoa, that was close. You saved me. Ben, you weren't afraid at all?
Afraid? No way. That was the old me, Sophie. Forget the old me. I'm the new, improved Ben.
Seriously?
For sure. You've got to believe me, Sophie. The old me is gone forever.
Anyone got eyes on the old Ben? I hope he's okay wherever he is. Talk about overcoming your fears. Literally. I do not want to come across my fears in a dark street, that's for sure. Looks like the new Ben is ready to face life without fear and join the basketball team. Good luck to him, and let's hope he doesn't leave his backpack behind again. And thank you, club members, for joining us for another episode of R.L. Stein Story Club. Who knows what story we'll discover in the vault next? So many to choose from. Until we meet again, it's Ivy, signing off. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and review and be sure to tell your friends. Go, kid, go!
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the upside down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But at the upside down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.